This is a CHOI news report. Over 50 members of local governments in British Columbia, including several from Central Vancouver Island, have sent an open letter calling on the Canadian government to call for a ceasefire in the conflict between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. The letter is also calling on the federal government to support unrestricted access to humanitarian aid and a release of all hostages. The Nanaimo City Councillor, Hillary Eastmere, was one of the signatories.
I, like so many other people, am just horrified witnessing the levels of violence that we're seeing and the unprecedented scale of this humanitarian crisis. And to me, I think that people in positions of leadership and privilege have a responsibility to speak out when they witness this kind of injustice. And so everyone should be using whatever platform they have. And for me, as a local elected representative, this is the platform that I've been given. And I am so proud of everyone who has taken the chance to speak up, whether you're posting on Instagram or you're talking to your colleagues about it or you're emailing your MP or you're signing the federal government petition. Every little bit counts. And to me, I'm doing my part and standing up for what I believe in and calling this out as being so wrong.
The Nanaimo City Councillors Paul Manley, Van Gusselbrecht, and Tyler Brown also signed the letter, as did Nanaimo Regional District Director Jessica Stanley. Dr. Jonathan Kerr, a counselor for the town of Comox, signed the letter. He is also a family doctor.
Just seeing these innocent lives lost is just heartbreaking. I dedicate my life to saving lives and the health and well-being of others. So seeing, you know, hospitals under siege and seeing, you know, babies not having electricity for the incubators to survive, it's really just heartbreaking.
Kerr says he's heard from people in the town of Comox that local officials like him need to speak out.
Even one life lost is too many. And we're seeing thousands and thousands of lives being lost. It's a humanitarian crisis. And we really need the leaders of the world, leaders of Canada, to step up and say, enough is enough. Let's protect all civilian lives.
Comox town councillors Jen Mayer and Nicole Minions also signed the letter. The only mayor to sign the letter was Mike Hurley of the city of Burnaby, along with every single member of Burnaby Council. The city of Burnaby passed a motion at their council meeting last week to call on the prime minister to call for a ceasefire, the release of hostages, and for access to humanitarian aid in Gaza. Nanaimo Councillor Eastmere not only signed the letter, but has also participated in local protests calling for a ceasefire in Gaza.
I've been attending a couple of the local rallies and talking to people who have family members both in Palestine and in Israel who are just horrified by the violence and people who are calling for peace. For me, it's powerful to see the community speaking out and showing up and rallying and calling for a ceasefire. And people have been asking, what am I prepared to do?
Speaking at a news conference in Vancouver on Tuesday, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau paid homage to Vivian Silver, an Israeli-Canadian peace activist who was killed in Hamas's attack on October 7th and whose remains were identified yesterday.
Last month, I had the chance to meet with one of her sons, and I learned of her warmth, her compassion, and her lifelong commitment to building bridges between Israelis and Palestinians. Vivian dedicated her life to peace, and a bright light was extinguished on October 7th. Her courage, commitment, and compassion exemplifies what it means to be a Canadian, what it means to be engaged in the world in positive ways. She will be deeply missed. May her memory be a blessing.
Trudeau went on to say that Israel must follow the rules of war in its fight against Hamas and Gaza.
The human tragedy that is unfolding in Gaza is heart-wrenching, especially the suffering we see in and around the Al-Shifa Hospital. I have been clear that the price of justice cannot be the continued suffering of all Palestinian civilians. Even wars have rules. All innocent life is equal in worth, Israeli and Palestinian. I urge the government of Israel to exercise maximum restraint. The world is watching. On TV, on social media, we're hearing the testimonies of doctors, family members, survivors, kids who've lost their parents. The world is witnessing this, the killing of women and children, of babies. This has to stop.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called out Trudeau's comments on social media, writing that it is not Israel that is deliberately targeting civilians, but Hamas that beheaded, burned, and massacred civilians in the worst horrors perpetrated on Jews since the Holocaust. While Israel is doing everything to keep civilians out of harm's way, Hamas is doing everything to keep them in harm's way. Speaking at the same press conference as the Prime Minister, Premier David Eby was asked if the province would join municipal officials calling for a ceasefire.
Obviously, the province of BC is not in a position to deliver peace in the Middle East. This is a long-standing conflict, but we can absolutely stand for peace and call for peace and for an end to this horrific run of death in this part of the world. For my part as Premier, my focus is on the people of British Columbia, and what we're seeing here is an increase in hate, an increase in division. People from the Muslim community reporting Islamophobic attacks, people from the Jewish community putting swastikas painted on the side of synagogues, anti-Semitic attacks. And we are currently working with both communities to deliver increased resources for British Columbians who face hate, who face divisive attacks, because our strength here, as you can see in today's announcement, is our diversity, our openness, our international willingness to welcome everybody and to be a peaceful place where people can celebrate their religions and their cultures free from fear.
On Monday, Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre repeated his support for Canada's Jewish community in the wake of a wave of anti-Semitic attacks, including shootings at Jewish day schools and a firebombing of a synagogue in Montreal.
I want to reiterate my full and unequivocal condemnation of the terrorist attacks targeting Jewish Canadians, particularly in Montreal, shootings at Jewish institutions, schools, synagogues, and other sites are meant to terrorize our wonderful Jewish people. Conservatives stand in full solidarity with the Jewish community as it faces these attacks. We call on all levels of government to team up and protect the community against this terrorism and this hatred. And we pledge our full cooperation to help keep the Jewish community and all communities safe.
Izmir says that as well as calling for a ceasefire in Gaza, local officials are also standing against hatred in Canada.
We are absolutely seeing a rise in anti-Semitic hate crimes and in anti-Palestinian racism. And we as elected leaders will not stand for any type of hate.
For CHY News, this is Mick Sweetman.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you.